We heard from student leaders earlier in the programme as a scramble to try and find somewhere to live intensifies ahead of the new college year, as 57,000 more students got offers of college places yesterday, including some students who lost out on their first choice of course by random selection. Ronan Cahill at UL and Chris Clifford from the Union of Students of Ireland told us about students commuting very long distances and others deferring or dropping out because they can't find anywhere to stay. Patrick O'Donovan is with us. He's Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science. He's also a Fine Gael TD in County Limerick. Patrick O'Donovan, good morning.
Morning, Gavin.
As Minister of Higher Education, what do you say to students this morning who got the best possible results in a Leaving Cert but didn't get their choice of college course because of grade inflation and random selection?
So first of all, I want to congratulate the over 56,000 applicants who got an offer yesterday. And look, this is a huge momentous milestone for them. It's a huge occasion for their families. And, you know, the statistics, I think, are quite positive. 83% got one of their top three preferences for Level 8, which would be in line with previous years. And 99% for Level 6 and 7 degrees got their top three preferences, which would actually be up. So the numbers, by and large, they haven't fluctuated too much in terms of the percentages of people across the board that have gotten offers for Level 6, 7 and 8. Obviously, look, for a lot of people, there's disappointment, but as Minister for Further and Higher Education, I would point out to people, regardless of their career choice, and I was asked this yesterday, Asquelga, there are a huge amount of different avenues into third level now that simply did not exist. For instance, when I did my Leaving Cert 30 years ago, and there are guidance options now available as well. And if people are disappointed, and Emma O'Kelly, a colleague in RT News, made this very clear last night, to make sure that the available helplines and the supports that are there, that are supported through our department, that people consult them before they make any decision.
The point system was changed in 1992 to stop random selection, and up until COVID and grade inflation, it worked. It doesn't now. Would you accept that?
I wouldn't actually, because we had a big interrupter in the middle of it called COVID, and you know the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has said quite clearly that it's her intention to rewind grade inflation. This is the last class that will have had really any, I suppose, formal attachment to COVID, considering a lot of this class would never have sat, for instance, a junior cert. So it was important that their journey through second level education was properly reflected. The minister was very clear, and she's also been very clear that from now on, grade inflation will be unwound.
Yes, Minister, but that's no consolation for those who've missed out on their first choice because of random selection, which had disappeared over the last 25 years.
I accept that. But the reality is that we had a massive interrupter in the middle of this called COVID, and we had to be fair, and we had to take into account the fact that for an awful lot of students, they had never sat a formal second level exam under the State Examination Commission, and we have committed to rewinding it. Now that class has washed through, and the Minister for Education will unwind it, and she'll unwind it with the support of our department, which obviously plans with the higher education institutes for the number of students that we take in on an annualised basis. And the Taoiseach and myself met with the presidents of the universities and the ITs last week. This was one of the issues amongst and many other issues that we discussed in terms of future placements and the growth in the number of placements, particularly in the medicines and in the therapies. And this is something that we're actively working on.
Aoláidh Shields, who is Trinity's Vice Provost, has said that grade inflation seriously disadvantages those students from the north and abroad who are competing in an uneven playing field. It's taking much longer here to unwind the effects of COVID than in the north and Britain, for example. Is she right?
Well, we're a unique jurisdiction. We're a unique jurisdiction in the sense that we operate with the State Examinations Commission, a junior cycle and a senior cycle. And that means that we have students that would never have had the opportunity to sit a state exam in the regular format that me and you, for instance, sat. And I think it's only fair and appropriate, and I support the Minister for Education in this, that unwinding will be done in an orderly way. And naturally enough, you know, no matter what way this is approached, someone is going to cry that this is unfair. COVID in its entirety was unfair for a lot of students. They couldn't even sit the Leaving Cert, and they were given predictive grades, and in many cases they felt hard done by. We've now finally washed through the end of that, and Norma Foley will begin the process in consultation with my department, the Higher Education Authority, and others, of unwinding that to see what that'll mean for the pints system for 2025 and beyond. We'll support that.
Okay. Earlier in the programme, as I said, we heard from the president of the USI, who said that there is a shortage of approximately 30,000 student accommodation units. Now, your party's been part of successive government since 2011. How have you allowed this to happen?
Well, my party has been in government since 2011, and a lot of that we have actually taken up with making sure that the economy was in a sound footing, that we got out of an economic crash and gave people an opportunity, first of all, to go to college, and secondly, when they went to college, that they didn't go straight away to a travel agent and leave the country in mass migration. We now have a burgeoning economy, and we have people that are staying at home, which is a good thing. So we spent a lot of time recovering the economy. But over the last year in particular, my predecessor, Simon Harris, now myself, we've done a lot of work in the area of student accommodation, whether it's in the area of providing €100 million to UCD, DCU and Maynooth to start the construction of their direct build, issues in relation to legislation around reducing the ask that landlords were having from 51 weeks down to 40 weeks, tax credits for renters and actually increasing the supports in SUSE as well. Quite a substantial amount of work has been done in the area of student accommodation.
And yet, as the president of the USI points out, there's still a massive shortage. You said yesterday that the quickest way to deliver student accommodation in the short term is to encourage more people to provide accommodation for students in their own homes. How is that going to work in practice?
Well, how it's worked in practice is how it's worked since in the last budget, where when people take in students into their own homes, if they're on benefits or if they're for instance, receiving a pension, that there wouldn't be a direct impact if they have an income from digs accommodation. We know that if we are to provide direct build, there's
a measure was encouraged last year too. It didn't make a huge dent into the number of places available. What are you going to do differently this year?
Actually, if you go around the country and you look at the towns that are now university towns, it made a substantial dent. Because before the students went away on holidays, we did a census and we found that there was accommodation available in places all over the country before the students went on holidays and before the exams took off. So it did make a difference. We want to encourage more people in their own homes to do this because it is the quickest route. And we also want to look at direct build, and that will involve significant capital investment by the government into universities.
Much of the current purpose-built student accommodation is out of reach of many students and aimed at international students who are already paying huge fees. What about students from here?
Well, most of the current student accommodation that's owned by universities is also supported indirectly by the government through the European Investment Bank, because they would have drawn down loans, again supported and underwritten by the government through the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform and my former colleague Simon Harris with regard to direct support. So many of the new student accommodation bills that have been coming on stream over the last couple of years have been indirectly supported by the government, and I met the president of the European Investment Bank around this when she was in Dublin. We will be doing more of it.
Okay.
But in the budget, I will be seeking, and I made it very clear yesterday, seeking direct capital supports for student accommodation, for direct bills in universities and technological universities, because now many of our towns and regional cities that weren't university towns prior to Simon Harris becoming minister are university towns, and that obviously leads to upward pressure as well.
There have been temporary cuts in student fees in recent budgets. Are there going to be permanent ones in this one?
Well, there will be a cost of living measure in the budget, and the Taoiseach is committed to that. So I'm not going to get into negotiations with the budget in Morning Ireland, but we'll be looking for the best supports possible for students, their parents and families as they return to college.
Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Further and Higher Education, thank you for speaking with us.